You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We've talked many times on this program about the plight of the sockeye salmon and the fact that they are threatened in the West. In fact, back in 1992, there was only one lone sockeye salmon to return to Idaho's Redfish Lake. This salmon got the name Lonesome Larry. And inspired by this story, a Treasure Valley sixth grader decided he needed to do something to help save the sockeye, and he is doing it one pair of socks at a time. Joining us live in studio are Topher Jones. He is the founder and creator of the Lonesome Larry Project, Topher's mom, Karen, and Topher's fifth grade science teacher, Kelly Weaver. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Topher, I want to start with you because you learned about the sockeye salmon last year in fifth grade, right?
Yes.
So talk to me about what you learn in fifth grade science.
So last year in fifth grade, we learned the ecosystem of the fish, and we learned all about the 900-mile trip that salmon and steelhead have to make to the from their home stream to the ocean and back.
And this is when you found out about Lonesome Larry and the fact that in 1992, only one made that 900-mile journey. So, Kelly, I want to bring you into the conversation because you were Topher's fifth grade teacher last year, science teacher. You do this every year with the kids, right?
Yes, I've been doing this. This is the eighth year that I've done it. It was passed on to me from another teacher, and it was started with the Trout in the Classroom program, which many teachers in the area might be familiar with. It's provided through Idaho Fish and Game. And they provide resources to teachers, including tanks and anything that you would need to raise trout in your classroom. And they also provide other programs and education in the area for teachers so that they can get these resources and use them to teach about fish in the area, and not just about the fish, but about our habitat and the influence of the fish on the habitat. And the salmon and steelhead in the area have a very it's a unique effect on our environment. They bring nutrients from the ocean back to the area, and then when they die, they decompose in that area and leave those nutrients here. So we wouldn't have a lot of the beautiful wildlife and habitat that we have in this area without those fish.
And I should note in full transparency that one of my children and Topher are actually in the very same class and grade at their school. And so my son went through this last year as well and did not be so inspired to make the Lonesome Larry Project. But Kelly, I mean, honestly, when what do you think it is that inspires kids at your school to go beyond like Topher has done?
I think there's a lot of community outreach within the program, but I think something that's really special at our school is the idea of stewardship and the idea that we require community service. So our students get experiences from kindergarten through eighth grade with serving in the community, and that can come in a variety of different ways. But for Topher, he obviously grabbed some interest in this and took it to that next level and went outside of the classroom and decided to do more. And I think the more he kept learning, the more it drove him. And Topher's a very bright kid with a lot of talents. And so I see him taking those ideas. And like I said, the stewardship idea of realizing what resources are available and what resources are not available, and trying to help with the research aspect of that with people that are doing action to help these salmon.
And Topher's
doing his own action to help.
And Topher, so you come up with this idea that you want to help save the sockeye salmon, so you need to raise money, right, that you can donate to conservation groups?
Yes.
And tell me about how you got into socks.
So sockeye salmon has the word sock in it. So I'm like, oh, we should sell socks. And my sister, when she heard that I was doing this, she wanted to make a company of her own. So she wanted to make these coins, and that's how I got the bottle opener.
So I want to bring your mom into this conversation because you make it sound super easy. So Karen,
yes.
Topher comes to you this summer and says, I want to sell socks to help save the sockeye. We're going to have a coin, a bottle opener, And I would say that's a great idea, and that's where it would end. You are a better mom than me. So talk to me about, I mean, this was a, you really took his idea and ran with it.
I'm going to give the credit to my husband, Gordon, on helping run with it. But no, as soon as I heard Topher talk about saving the sockeye salmon with selling socks, I just sort of thought about how in Idaho, there's so much of our, or there's a lot of culture within Idaho that involves the river and fishing and fish and nature. I just thought it sounded like a great fit and a great idea. So I often am, I'm often more of a negative, like, oh, that doesn't sound like that could work. But when I heard the idea, I thought it sounded really good, and I was really supportive of doing it.
So you and your husband had to go and find a sock manufacturer.
Correct. Yep, we sure did. And we also knew that we needed to make a logo and get branding in order to have it be something that would be appealing to somebody. And because we wanted something, Topher wanted something that would look really nice, that it wasn't just a cause, but it was actually something that was functional and fun and would fit that as well, that people would really want and find useful. So,
and I love the idea that you really did go out, Topher, and you did a competition for the Lonesome Larry logo. And then what, you narrowed it down? And then how did you decide on the logo that you have now?
It was a really hard decision. We had multiple graphic designers on a website called 99 Designs make logos and from their own ideas. And it was a really hard decision. We pulled people from our school and neighborhood, and eventually we came out with this logo.
And then you hired a Boise State University student to do the website for you.
Yes.
And from there, then now you have this website. You've got the socks. You've got a super cool bottle opener, a commemorative coin, and you launched when?
We launched about maybe a little over a month ago, and we've sold maybe about 300 socks and 60 bottle openers. We're almost out of stock of bottle openers, so
you have to restock.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, we should note that 100% of the proceeds will go, it's going back to conservation efforts.
Yes.
So, Karen, talk to me about how you guys decided where to put this money.
So we figured, well, Topher was trying to figure out places that would, again, the main focus was to be on research and conservation. So mm-hmm. we figured starting with Idaho Fish and Game and Idaho Fish and Wildlife Foundation was a great place to start at. And they have been super supportive and helpful in helping get word out and get this started. They spread on social media on Giving Tuesday in order to help get the word out. And that's really led to this starting to take off. So, but we figured we'd start local and with the places that were right nearby us. So,
Topher, what's it like for you to actually have sold 300 pairs of socks? I mean, this is an idea that now, you know, you've really turned into something.
It's extremely fun to do this. It takes a lot of time to package them and do everything, although it's one of the funnest things I've ever done.
Do you feel good about it?
Yes.
Yeah? Do you feel like you're making a difference?
Absolutely.
And Kelly, for you to have had a student like Topher, I mean, you see a lot of kids. What's it like to see something that you taught go to this next level?
I think to see it at this level and at this age is any teacher's dream, that you could have someone do that. But I think the way that you teach things and using some of the next generation science standards and some of the things I've learned through the Boise State Writing Program, that knowing that social action is a piece of education, it's not just about learning the history and what's happened. It's about what are we going to do about it and how are we going to sustain it moving forward. And Topher, like I said before, he just latched onto that and took it further than I could really ever imagine. So I'm just incredibly, incredibly proud of him.
And Karen, we should note, I mean, Topher's one of
4 of your children.
That's
Are
correct.
They all launching service projects?
Well, much to the the little sister, I think, is going to have a little sister's corner that will that are friendship coins that will, because Lonesome Larry needs a friend.
He does.
He does need a friend. And then much to the chagrin of Trevor, we are not able to tackle the Maui dolphin at this point. But at some
point. I'll help you with that. You need research in Maui? What do you need?
Right. I'm on board.
Okay, perfect. Kelly, you teach a class and then we'll go to Maui.
I'll sign up for it too.
Where can people, Topher, where can people get the socks? Because we're right before Christmas. So, you know, Santa might need to get a couple pairs to put in stockings.
So you can visit our website at www.lonesomelarryproject.com. And we have a whole website. It's really it's a great website, nice and fancy. And
it is.
We sell bottle openers, socks, and collectible coins. The bottle openers and socks are $14 each. For the socks, $14 a pair. And the coins, I'm pretty sure, are $12.
I want to thank all of you for coming in today. You have to get back to school. My guest today, Topher Jones, Karen Jones, and Kelly Weaver. Topher is the founder and creator of the Lonesome Larry Project. Go check it out. Thanks so much, you guys.
Thank you.
And I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters today. Do appreciate your time. It is Tuesday. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Go out and enjoy it. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.